You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reminding you folks, WWL is your home of the New Orleans Pelicans. Today they're taking on the Denver Nuggets in the Smoothie King Center. Pregame coverage 6:30 on the 870 AM. Tip-off 7 p.m. to help us break things down. Also getting ready for the NBA trade deadline. Chris Dodson, NBA Media and Scouting. Chris, always appreciate your time, man. How you been doing?
Oh, can't complain. Got through the New Year's great. Hope y'all did the same. Safe and well-fed.
Amen to that, Chris. What we're really hurting about right now is just watching this Pelicans team. It's been tough. They've had that little run of a win streak going on, then reverted back to their old ways, and now it seems Charlie and I were just talking about this the last segment. It used to be those third quarters were a problem. Lately, it's been fourth quarter woes for this Pelicans squad. Just wondering, is it just a lot of new guys and new faces trying to make their way in a – you know, basically not having a real head coach right now? You got an interim in James Borrego. Just a team that doesn't look like it has a direction at all right now.
Right. You're going to have some guys that know they're up for the trade block, you know, the Jordan Pools, that they're going to play their way. They're going to play their game. And if it comes down to their way or the playbook, sometimes they're just going to go and make a business decision. The rest of it is you got guys like Micah Peavy. You know, he's a second round pick for a reason. And he's getting major minutes now. And then you got the last part of it. You mentioned the fourth quarters. There's been no Herb Jones. Zion touched right on that earlier today at practice. Zion is just – it's Herb Jones brings an intensity, said he was super vocal. Zion wants to be more of that, and we'll see that hopefully tonight, or, you know, we'll talk about how he didn't do it tomorrow. But, I mean, that's just it. You don't have your closer on defense. It's going to be hard to win games in the NBA no matter what you do.
You know, closer on defense is one thing, Chris, but I know that you've been watching this Birds team. Once you get into crunch time, they just don't know what they're doing on offense. And Borrego had mentioned that they need to improve defensively. I understand that and how they played good enough offense to win the game. But specifically, games like the Lakers game or the Magic game within the past week, right, where, you know, you're within a game, within striking distance, maybe even leading at the end of three, but then you get into the fourth quarter and the offense just kind of crunches up. There's no one, the alpha that needs to take over, right? You would imagine it would be Zion Williamson, but Trey Murphy's a little bit too passive on the offensive end at times, and it just feels like once you get into crunch time, the offense, the players have said it themselves, Chris, they just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, Trey's got to be more aggressive because Zion just doesn't have the shooting. But the rest of it is, they they're just looking around. They're hoping somebody can go make a play. They're a step behind. And during that five-game win streak, I think they put, from a scouting perspective, everything they do well, they were able to put on tape. And then the next week, everybody caught up. So how they adjust to that, we've seen it. They're just a possession here, possession there, and they lose a game by five. And that's just how the season has went, unfortunately, for this team. Hopefully they'll get a little bit healthier. I think we'll see Murray back, you know, after maybe Poole's traded so they can clean up the rotations. But until that happens, expect more of the same, because this team's just all, you know, it seems like they're playing out the string more than they're playing for each other and pulling all together on the same rope.
You mentioned the trade of Poole. Do you really feel like that's something that will happen? Because I'm telling you, it has been really frustrating watching Jordan Poole's shot selection.
Yeah, I do believe they'll find him a home, and I think that's when you'll see DeJounte Murray come back in and really lead fears, and that's your backcourt. You'll deal with it. But right now, they don't want to upset too many people, so I think Poole will be gone well before the trade deadline. I don't think that's something that they'll be waiting on. As soon as they find that offer, even if they have to send out a couple seconds and they don't get anything really in return, maybe it's just a different kind of contract. KCP out of Memphis, for one, you know, my other team that I follow and scout, that's something that could happen. And I think makes sense for both teams, really. So there's a team out there that needs what Poole brings. If Poole's bringing it at 100% and really playing for the team, we saw what he could do and win a championship. And we've saw what he's done the last few years when he's just cashing the paycheck.
So I wanted to ask you, Chris, because there's been different reports about the Pelicans, I guess, aggressiveness towards the trade deadline. I think Chris Haynes had come out and said that they're not going to trade any of their top five pieces, that they'll all stay in New Orleans with Zion and Trey and Herb, and also the two rookies with Fears and Queen. I don't think they're going anywhere, obviously. But those other three pieces, I think, could be potentially on the move. We'll just kind of have to see how it is, because, you know, Haynes puts that report out. We're still a few weeks away from the trade deadline. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch, because then other reports come out, the Pelicans would be asking for three first-round picks. Chris, this is something that we've talked about for a long time now, in return for Trey Murphy. Two first-round picks and young talent for Herb Jones, right, in a big trade, if they're going to move on from the trade deadline. You know, what is your kind of finger to the pulse of the NBA just ahead of this deadline? Do you think the Pelicans will move on from some bigger pieces than just a Jordan Poole?
Yeah, your rookies, as you mentioned, they're going nowhere. You don't do what you do to get those guys and then trade them. Past that, I do believe the price is still the price. We talked about it hours almost before Desmond Bain was traded on. That was the package for a fringe all-star. And it's still three, four first-round picks for Trey Murphy and a swap, Herb, 2-1. And you might have yourself a deal depending on the other talent coming back. But they're not going to budge off of that. There's no reason to sell low. There's been enough negative, you know, stories about the front office and how they operate from outside league sources and executives to really make them want to stand strong and not give any budge. Why should we do you a favor or meet you in the middle when you've been trash talking me the whole time? So I don't think they're untouchable, but I do think the price is going to remain at ridiculous, as one of them quoted, when it comes to Trey and Herb. Zion, as I reported, I think if they get a decent offer, you got to look at it, and they'd probably move on because it's best for all parties. But until that decent, you know, a reasonable offer for a former first-round pick that's still putting up those kind of numbers when healthy, you can't sell that low on Zion. You got to give it one more year, or at least the end of this season, because of how he's been talking. In the last 15 games, he's been available, that sort of thing. He's really played up his value. I'll give him that. But I don't think it'll be enough for them to cash in on four first-round picks. Trey's your best asset right now, and it's going to stay that way through the trade deadline.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Chris, my ears perked up a little bit when you had mentioned DeJounte Murray. Is there any word on when he could be making a return to the court? Is that coming soon?
It seems like it should be coming soon. I mean, by all accounts, everybody talking around the team off the record, he's in the best shape of his life, given all those kind of quotes you'd hear
right
at a media day and training camp. He's been posting religiously, if y'all haven't seen his social medias, with all the workouts and stuff he's doing and the sweat equity he's putting in, and just early in the morning, late at night. It seems like he's rip-roaring, ready to go. We're just waiting for that update that will probably come just a sneak, you know, hey, here's the update. He's not no longer out. He's going to be doubtful on an off day. Then they move him to questionable, probable, and, you know, they'll ramp him up that way. It'll probably take a week of on the injury report moving up through those stages. But I got to think it's coming sooner rather than later.
Chris, your thoughts on Sadiq Bey and how he's played this year? I think that a lot of us were optimistic about his potential as a 3-and-D piece. Obviously, the connection with Troy Weaver bringing him to New Orleans, it made a lot of sense from the get-go. But he's played way above, I think, any of us really anticipated. And also, like Steve and I were kind of talking a little bit about in the first segment, what his potential trade value could be ahead of the deadline. I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I don't think it's going to necessarily get any higher than it is right now.
No, it's not. I think you have to sell Howell, but he's done far better than I expected. It's looked like a great move. Just you have to win on the margins as a small market. And I think that's been one of their bigger wins, and they need to cash that in. Don't ride it. Don't stick it on the next one. Don't try and parlay it in the next season and hope he really makes a jump. He is what he is. He's done very well in the system. Go ahead and cash those chips in. Even if it's to get 4 second-round picks back, you can kind of erase that Devontae Graham trade of a few years ago. Do something like that, and you've got a huge win, a little notch in your belt, and you can move forward.
When you look at this trade deadline coming up, Chris, is there any gauge of how active you think this Pels squad could be? Like, how many names could be on their way out for the Pellies?
I would say 3 right now. If I had to put an over-under at, like, 3.5,
okay.
Poole, Looney, I think there'll be a package kind of deal there. I think Jordan Hawkins would be, you know, one to look forward to a team that needs a shooter and needs to, you know, they can afford a flyer on a guy that's only making $4 million. Jordan Hawkins just quite hasn't done it here. And maybe he just needs a new change of scenery, you know, something fresh. And he still has value around the league. So I would say those 3 guys. And then a 4th, you know, thrown into a pick. That's why I put it at 3.5 as the over-under.
Pair of back-to-back games here, Chris, at home in the Smoothie King Center. First, the Denver Nuggets. And like I was telling Steven, the first segment here, 2.5-point favorite for the Nuggets because no Nikola Jokic. And I know that Gordon is a game-time decision. Murray's a game-time decision. You know, a couple pieces that may not be available for Denver in this matchup. But the Birds are still underdogs here. And then after that, you have a matchup against the Nets at home. And I know the Nets smoked the Pelicans earlier in the season. But it feels like a pair of potential winnable games here for this Bird squad. But, I mean, you got to start picking up some W's at some point.
You have to, and I mean, look, Vegas has given the Nuggets a lot of credit for that championship culture, and it's hard to argue with them. I'm not going to bet against them because you have to wait till you see it from this Pelicans team to really believe it's going to happen. And I hate that Jokic is out because we all wanted to see Queen and Jokic and those kind of battles, but it's kind of being served up on a platter here. You've got to go take this win because I'll be honest with you, the Nets played a lot better. I was up there in Memphis the other night when they played before the Grizzlies flew over to Europe. And I got to say, they just look a lot better. Those young guys seem like they're all picking up on the same page finally. So the Nets are going to be a hard one. They're going to be a tough out. So anytime you can get a team missing all 3 of their all-stars, 4 or 5 of their starting lineup, you have to go win that game.
Overall, right now, just curious, your impressions of what's going on in the Western Conference. Obviously, we know OKC is still the top dog, but man, oh man, we got San Antonio definitely right behind them, nipping at their heels.
Oh, it's going to be fun to work OKC for the first round again. I really hope to see that Spurs Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. But my biggest thing, I'm watching the Warriors. I feel like Curry's going to pressure them more and more to go make a move where he can get one more shot at a ring. Not something where it's, okay, we're the favorites, but go give him a top two, top three, top four, not top six. And I'm really waiting to see what they do. I think that's going to be the domino to fall. And it's not going to be Draymond. I don't think Kuminga is going to get a much. So they may have to just kind of cut bait and say Jimmy Butler was a mistake. I'm waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. That kind of leads into my question here, Chris, about the teams that you're watching ahead of the trade deadline to make big splash moves. With Golden State specifically, you've heard them tied to both Herb. You've heard them tied to Trey. Michael Porter Jr., I think, is maybe their top target there from Brooklyn. But just your thoughts on which teams could be really active ahead of the deadline.
Yeah, the Nets have like 30 tradable picks. It's ridiculous what they have. That's why I think the Nets will be the one to overpay for Ja Morant. They're looking for two first-rounders and a swap. The Nets have that all day. You hear stuff like the Celtics looking at Jaren Jackson Jr. The Celtics don't even have three picks they can trade unprotected in a row. They just don't have it. So that's why I'm really looking. I think the Nets, the Warriors, something like that, where there's going to be a team that's desperate and aging, and there's going to be a young team that – I mean, the Nets just drafted five guys, and they still have all those picks. OKC has all those picks, and I'm waiting for them to get off Lou Dort and go for like a Herb Jones. Same kind of player, less contract, get off a pick. Something like that is going to happen. And when it does, that's going to set off the dominoes, the cascade. It's going to lead to the Heat jumping in. And when all that gets settled, we'll see where the Pelicans stand.
Chris, man, I know you're busy all the time covering Pels, covering Memphis. What's it like going back and forth between the two teams, especially like one being a contender and one being, you know, one of the worst teams in the NBA?
Contender might be strong for Memphis, Steve. I think they're on the verge of completely blowing it up. Not just Ja Morant, Chris, but also Jaren Jackson Jr. could potentially be on the move if they really decide to completely hit the reset button. They already have a boatload of picks for the Desmond Bane trade that we've already referenced here.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be out of the conversation for Memphis to just say, let's do a rebuild.
They're close to that. And I mean, I could go off for hours about how it's been so much fun going up and down I-55 between this and then doing some college scouting. And last year I was one of the regional scouts for the Puma circuit, hopefully going to be doing some more of that stuff this year. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. It keeps you in the gym. It keeps you young. And it's been fun watching how the different organizations have grown because they both started at the same spot with Ja and Zion. And to see what they have left over is interesting. It's a unique way in seeing who uses leverage in which ways. And I do think I don't see Jaren Jackson Jr. getting moved because if they move Ja, they have the core. They have Edie. They have Jaren. They have Brandon Clark behind him, who's pretty decent as a power forward. I think in Darko ratings, he's about the same as Herb Jones. And you look at stuff like that, that there's no rebuild needed in Memphis, where I think New Orleans shaking it down to the bones and rebuilding is probably something even the fans would agree with. Memphis, there's just too much in place with Jalen Wells and Cedric Coward. They've just got too much right now to really bottom out no matter what they do.
Do you feel, Chris, though, that around these parts, though, that term rebuild is just a dirty word to Benson in the front office of the Pellies?
It is, and I think some of that has to come from the football side because it takes multiple years to rebuild, whereas in the NBA, if you clear your cap sheet right, you're only 6 months. A rebuild can be between summer league and the trade deadline, and you can go – I mean, look at what the Suns did. They got rid of Durant, and everybody thought they were going to be a lottery team. Now they're a top 14. A rebuild can literally be done in 4 months, whereas in the NFL, sometimes it takes you a full head coach 4 years.
Always appreciate the time, Chris. Always great information. Appreciate you, man, and talk soon.
Likewise, guys. Hope we get a win out here. Y'all hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Dotson, NBA Media and Scouting. You can follow him on X, Doing It Dotson.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,